It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kendra, what are your objections to the state's 2025 zero emission requirement for trucks?
Sure. So to be clear, we support the goal to shift towards zero emission and near zero emission technologies and certainly want to do our part in reducing emissions. But this particular rule is incredibly aggressive and we do not have the supporting infrastructure in place. So it's a situation where it's not about not wanting to comply with it. It's more about they cannot comply with it. As it relates to the sales mandate, we have no charging infrastructure in New York State to support the use of electric vehicles.
Is the timeline too short in your mind?
Yeah. So we raised concerns when they had proposed the rule back in 2021. And there were a number of concerns that we raised at that time with the timeline and the aggressiveness of it. So we were pushing back, and again, not about not making the transition. We want to see that transition, but this particular policy was particularly aggressive. So that was in December of 21, and now here we are in October of 2024, and we've not seen the state put any medium heavy-duty charging infrastructure in place. So we are no further along today than we were in 21 when they were adopting the rule. So now you have this taken effect in January of next year. And how the rule works from a sales mandate is in order for our dealers in New York to be able to continue to sell an internal combustion engine, they must sell a certain percentage of electric. So because we don't have the infrastructure built out, not just in New York, but really nationwide, because as you know, the trucking industry doesn't just stay in New York. So we need that infrastructure built out. Companies are not going to make the investment in these vehicles if they can't use them. So it's going to leave our dealerships in a position where they're just not going to be able to sell trucks. And that impacts them. And it also impacts our fleets that are trying to invest in new equipment for their businesses.
And how could this affect the consumer, you and me, as we rely on trucks to get goods from here to there?
Yep, absolutely. So that is a significant concern as our companies are trying to invest and, you know, purchase equipment to support their operations to deliver all those goods that we need every day, you know, food, water, fuel, pharmaceuticals, everything. There could certainly be an impact there. So there are concerns. We have concerns about what this could do to the supply chain. I mean, we narrowly avoided a crisis with the port strike, you know, 3 days. That 3 day strike actually had a ripple effect that can last upwards of a month as people were trying to recoup just from those 3 days. So if we're putting policies in place that are, it's going to make it much more difficult to deliver our products, and obviously that trickle down to the consumer, it absolutely could happen in the form of limited supplies of goods as well as increased costs.
What message do you have for Governor Hochul and those who are trying to push for this to go ahead as scheduled?
Yeah, so we right now are just asking for a 2-year delay. Let's just take a moment, have a hard look at what is it that we need to do in order to support the industry so this initiative could actually succeed. The other thing that we're waiting on is we know, so the rule is actually a California standard. So the way that it works, California is the only state in the country that gets this waiver from the EPA that allows them to regulate outside of their borders. So the way that works is when New York chose to adopt this California standard, the Advanced Clean Truck Rule, and subsequently there's another rule that comes into place. It's the Omnibus Low NOx Rule. They have to adopt it as it's written. They don't have the authority to make amendments or change it. It's basically you adopt it as it is or you don't adopt it at all. So we do know in California this rule became effective in January of 24, and they are seeing disruptions. Companies aren't able to buy trucks. Dealers aren't able to sell trucks, and there's challenges. So they have a hearing coming up the end of this month, California, and there's potential that they could make some changes to address that. So a two-year delay gives us some time to see what happens in California. If they make changes to address these shortages, then New York would adopt them. It also gives us the ability to really look at New York. There was a provision in our state budget this year for the PSC to do a needs assessment, and they're doing that right now. It's essentially a study of where do we need to put medium and heavy duty depot charging in the state to support the use of these trucks. So we need to let that study play out so we know where to make those investments. So, like I said, we're not pushing back on the initiative. We support the goals, but we need a little bit more time to see how things play. Can the industry catch up? Can we get charging infrastructure put in? Does the cost of these vehicles come down in order to make sure that we're successful?
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.